Hello guys, good morning. I just woke up. This is an emergency podcast episode. Today I graduate from the university. I've been here 5 years. Welcome to Bansu Bani. I've gotten a lot of questions about this. Some people have asked, did you actually graduate? Like, do you have any issues with school? My boss especially has asked a couple of times. And no, I'm fine. I graduated. I mean, I'm done, basically. So first reason why I'm not bothering with this day is because today isn't really the day I graduate. I mean, technically it isn't. Today is the ceremony. I graduated when I saw my name out of the graduation list. I think that was the hugest calm for me. I remember checking the portal and I remember having to check so many computers, and before my portal finally loaded up, and I remember I wasn't excited, I wasn't jumpy, I was at peace, you know. I cried this year, and I mean my last year in school was my hardest year ever, by far. I don't have any memories of this year. I chose not to do the whole thing, the cultural day, final year day, blah blah blah. I chose not to because I just wanted everything to end and finish. I had constant anxiety attacks. I had situations where I couldn't talk to anyone. I'd be so anxious, I'd become shaky, and I wouldn't be coordinated enough to do other things. The only thing that I can say pulled me through this year was Jesus and his constant support. In those times when I'm so scared of the outcome, I was scared of not graduating at a point, the only thing I had was talking to God. In those times, I would talk to God, I would speak in tongues, in tears, and I would just tell him everything. He knew, but then it was a whole lot calming when I talked to him, so I always tried to do that. I think it has been, I'm just happy to be done with the entire farce, you know. I spent 5 years, this is unrehearsed, I don't have notes, I always have notes for my podcasts, so I don't spend too much time, but then, this is unrehearsed. I spent 5 years doing something that I didn't want to do from start to finish. I struggled with it. I had so many fails, so many carryovers. I'm thankful that I graduated on time. I'm thankful that it's done. But apart from that, I see no reason to celebrate 5 years of pain. Or 5 years of growing low self-esteem, like negative progression low self-esteem, because I started to feel inadequate, I started to feel like I was not enough, And honestly, I don't ever want anyone to have to go through this situation where you don't feel enough. So yeah, it's one of the reasons I'm not celebrating Convocating today. I don't think there's anything worth celebrating today. Today, however, I'll be celebrating my friends. I'll be celebrating those people who God put in my way, who made life livable, bearable, all the 5 years, even in 1 year. First and foremost, I'll be celebrating my roommate in final year and my best friend for 5 years. Faithful Samuel, she's just been an amazing friend. Yeah, that's why I don't want to talk about this stuff, because it just always puts me in tears. Anyway, I met Faithful Samuel on my first day in school. I met her with her mom, and we became friends ever since that day. We became sisters. I remember, in fact, in my first year of school, everyone used to call us sisters. Everyone thought we were sisters. We were always together. We always sat with each other. Thank you, Favor. Thank you for everything. And I remember in finals, people would come to our room, and Favor loved to cook, so she was always in the kitchen. Thank you, Favor, for feeding me every single time. And my friends, I had like 5 friends in class. 5, 6. There's Yinka, who's been an amazing support system for notes, assignments, attendance, lectures, friendship, my just partner in class, Yinka, Amina, Fadila, AY, Bolu, AZ. Amazing people. You guys have just been, they're my note partners. They're thank you so much, guys, for making this degree possible in 5 years. In my final year, I moved into the school hostel, and I met really amazing people. Thank you. You guys probably don't think that I appreciate you this much. Sorry that I'm different. I'm not really sorry, but sorry that I'm a loner and I didn't always like accommodate everyone all the time. But thank you to Ade, Josephine, Dami, Sharon. It's not just names. I will forever remember you guys. Thank you to Carrie B. Thank you for constant supply of cakes, Carrie's cakes. Wow, it's already sounding like a valedictory speech, except that I graduated with a second class lower. Thank you to every single person that made 5 years worth 5 years. I don't learn only academic stuff here in school. I learned a lot about myself. I watched myself transform and grow and become someone different. I watched parts of myself unfold that I loved and parts of myself that I couldn't stand. I watched myself teach myself to grow and learn. Thank you to Believers Love Fellowship for exposing me to the Word of God, because if I didn't know the Word of God, I would have continued to self-harm. I would have walked away from this life quite easily. I could have succumbed to my emotions. When you taught me God's Word, you taught me what God actually had to say about me. You taught me just how mindful God is. Thank you, Pastor Uzo. Thank you, Pastor Toby, Adeyemi, Obafemi. Thank you, Pastor Sheyi. Thank you, Revo. Every single person who taught me the foundational doctrines of God's Word, taught me to study my Bible, learn God for myself. Thank you for being a family. Thank you for all the times we ate together, discussed God's Word together, shared God's Word, went out on evangelisms, did the bidding of God. Amazing times. Thank you for friends turned family. I'll never forget you guys. Yeah, this is roll credits, so if you've sat through the credits, then you really do like me. But today I just choose to celebrate you guys, because you guys are the real MVPs. You guys are the ones that made school worth school, and I'm just super grateful. Most especially my parents, oh my goodness. You guys, my mama, my papa. Thank you so much, father and mother. Thank you for everything. And happy convocation to everyone else. Have a nice day. Thank you very much to everyone who's listened to this episode. If you've stayed up until this point, you really like me. Thank you. Like I said at the start of this episode, this is an emergency episode. But I have other episodes that you can click on and listen to. I most especially recommend Dear Millennial Christians, where I performed an article by Ray McCauley. I'll also recommend Pain and Grief. It's another amazing episode that I resonate with a lot. You can find other amazing episode topics and titles if you want to listen to them. So until next time on another beautiful episode of Bounce with Bunye, leave me comments on social media. Let's chat on Twitter, especially. I'm at She Fancies That. S-H-E, She Fancies, F-A-N-C-Y-S, That, T-H-A-T. Leave me comments. I'd love to know everything you thought about this episode and all the other episodes. Peace, guys. Love you.